Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskadden here, Christian Center Shreveport, doing our daily podcast. So glad you joined us today as we're finishing up our week before Supernatural Friday. We've been talking about the prophetic word for 5784. We'll close it out and give some closing words of how we should walk out this coming year. All right, let's listen in. Good day, a good week, and I pray you've enjoyed the podcast this week as we've shared our prophetic word for the coming year. Today is Thursday. It's the fifth day of October 2023. Apologize, we got this out a little late today, but we're getting it out there to encourage you to walk out what God's doing in this coming season. We laid out a lot of things, and I just pray you go back and dig into what we've released. We'll put up a digital copy soon. I'm making sure there's no errors editing-wise, and they'll be on our Facebook page, at least to start with. We'll see where else we can put it, maybe on our app, where you can read it and just break it down. Spend some time with the Lord. There's some riddles, some dark sayings in there that the Lord speaks those ways. It talks about that in Numbers chapter 12. When he was talking to Moses. And then I had some just direct eye-to-eye things from the Lord where he just spoke directly to me. Just let me explain a little bit. You know, sometimes in these encounters, I'm just hearing these phrases and they're so clear. And I just write them down, you know, as the Lord speaks them. So you take them and take them as if you feel a witness to them. And you can judge them according to the Word of God. And then just put it into practice. Okay, God, what does this mean for me? What does this mean for my city, my nation? And pour into that. I did have in the word a couple, I briefly touched on it the other day about ice storms. Again, I think this was about regional areas. I may be wrong, and I thought about it after I didn't say anything or much about it. So I want to make sure I don't just wash over that. I saw this, and I realized some of you experience ice storms every year, depending on where you live. We don't. And that's what the Lord said. During the coming year, there would be ice storms in very unusual places. These storms will make places, these storms will mark places where many hearts had waxed cold to the love of God. I felt like God was going to target some areas. And the Lord will be in the message of the storms to awaken cold hearts. It's a sign to tell them, look what he sees in them. Remember when Ezekiel would be asked to do certain things, lay on his side, do things to show Israel what was wrong with them. And many in the body will become broken at this revelation. Not so much just the ice storm, but the revelation that their hearts had waxed cold. And the Lord said he'd use them to please his heart and please his love and release his love as the cleanup begins. I feel like there's going to be some natural cleanup that's going to go because ice storms are very destructive of what happens when they hit an area. And the Lord said there will be opportunities and new doors will open as people will cry out to God to experience his true love rather than religion. Well, I think that's just a beautiful word. And then he gave me Ezekiel 36:22, which talks about his heart. He'll take a heart of stone and make it hearts of flesh. And then his Holy Spirit will replace those cold hearts with burning hearts. That's what I saw in the Spirit. So when you see these ice storms hit unusual places, I hope it's not us. That's all I can say. It might be. I'm not here to say it can't be. But it's going to hit unusual places, and it's going to be a sign that God wants to awaken hearts in those areas. So pray specifically, you know, if it hits City X, you know, start praying for City X, you know, and I'm just making up a letter, and start praying for them. Okay, another one, and the last one, this is the last part of my word. I called it the next coming summer, the summer of 2024 in the Gregorian calendar. will be a summer of fire, he said to me. In the coming summer, fires will break out in dry places. And I know that's normal. That's not unusual. But it will affect the breath of many. And it kind of happened, I think, this last year. There were fires in Canada. And next thing you know, people in New England and other areas, Chicago, were suffering from that. They couldn't breathe. They were having breathing problems. So that's kind of, you know, I wasn't thinking that when I got the word. That's just what came to me afterwards. And the Lord said it will be a sign of the enemy trying to knock the wind out of those in its path. So it's not so much about where the fire is. It's about what it does to those around it and how it affects your lungs. And so the Lord said, I will send winds of change to reverse the plans of the enemy to bring his ruach or his breath as fire outpourings occur in those regions. So this is the thing. It's weird. I felt that it's not going to be the fire areas that get hit. It's going to be the areas that breathe it in. And the breath, the fire anointings or fire outpourings are going to come. So when you are, if you're struggling in one of those areas where the smoke has come to your area, just begin to decree the breath of God, decree the winds of change, and an outpouring will come to your area. Do that. Do it to your house, all right? And if not your area, pray for those other areas. Okay, well, it's not me. I'm not going to worry about it. Well, yeah, have a heart for others. Pray for them. The Lord said there, this would be a sign also, but the summer will see uprisings in the street and the streets as frustrations from conditions. Now, this is not about the fire, but it was just conditions, I guess, in the world. In the land boil over as natural temperatures rise. And I feel like the hotter it got in summer, that's what the Lord showed me, the more these frustrations are going to boil or roll, fall out in the streets, are going to carry over there. And the Lord said government agencies will choose to use iron fist on some and ignore others at the same time. Now, we've seen that a little bit. Not at the same time. We've seen, you know, some groups did this and they didn't say nothing, and other groups did this and then they did something. But this is, the Lord showed me, it's going to be simultaneous. And the Lord says a cry for justice will be heard in the land, and some of the places of the enemy's strongholds will be turned for good. Groups that fought against each other in the past will join forces for good as the Lord breaks deception off of many. Bring your fire, Lord, is what I wrote. That wasn't really the word, but I said it. Lord, bring your fire. You know, we saw this in, I thought about that, about groups coming together will join forces for good. And, you know, we think that's for the kingdom, but sometimes it can just be for morality and for justice. We saw this in, I think it was Michigan in America, a city that's pretty much ruled by Muslims. They have a large population. They run the city council. I think they're the mayor, everything. And when the Pride Month came out in June, this group, and the Christians were frustrated with it as well, but these two groups joined forces because they said, we don't want this flag flying over everything. And they made a public statement, a public law, that there be no flag, no Pride flag flying over any city governmental buildings. Or any, you know, like libraries, anything like that. And that was an agreement between, since the Christians and the Muslims, for something good. Now, we can get into the nuances of the difference of faith, but the fact was it was good. And that's what the Lord showed me. Groups that have fought against each other in the past will join forces for good. Now, we hope through that there can be relationships built, and then we can share the gospel with those type people. And, you know, I thought it was a brilliant showing by them, and you know, and they weren't mean. I thought that was interesting. The Muslim council said, "Look, we, you know, they say they want the flag because nobody knows we're here." And he says, "We know you're here. You have a right to live your life here, and you can do whatever you want. But we're not going to raise a banner for you." And I thought, "Wow, it'd be nice." You know, obviously, if that was a Christian council, they'd hang them from a tree. And they can't say anything against Muslims, Arabs, mainly Arabs, because they're minorities. So that's where God's wisdom, you know, can really come in. And you wouldn't think, remember, part of this word this week was, don't choose sides here. Choose the side of the Lord. because God can use the enemy to do stuff for him as well, to do acts for him as well. Okay. So here we are. We're at this place this coming year. You know, one of the things that I saw was the Valley of Decision, and I always think of the Joel passage about that, the Valley of Decision, and about the war that's coming, and Joel talks about that in the third chapter. He said, "Behold, I'm going to rouse from them a place where you have sold them and return your recompense on your head." In other words, God's going to bring restoration. And he said, "Also, I will sell your sons and your daughters in the hands of Judah, and I will sell them in the Sabians in a distant land, for the Lord has spoken." Now, here's what it says. "Proclaim this among the nations. Prepare for war. Rouse the mighty men. Let the soldiers draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, 'I am a mighty man.'" And then it goes on, you know, this is the Valley of Decision. It says, multitudes in the Valley of Decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the Valley of Decision. It's verse 14. But it's about God bringing a harvest in. That's why he says in verse 13, "Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come tread, for the winepress is full, and the vats are overflow, for the wickedness is great." And that's when he says, "Multitudes, multitudes in the Valley of Decision." I think that describes exactly where we are right now. And I think it speaks of where we're going to be in this coming year. The beauty of that passage, and I know most of you have heard thousands of sermons or hundreds of sermons on this passage, and I've preached my share of them, especially about the plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. You know, those are plowshares and pruning hooks are harvest tools. And what he's saying here is, what's in your hand? That you're gonna, the harvest is gonna come through the war. You're gonna see a harvest come as we begin to war against the powers of darkness, and we begin to war for our cities, war for our nations. We'll see a harvest, and I love that. That's the beauty of what he's talking about here. As we go through this place, and he goes on and says, that let the weak say, "I am a mighty man." And I think that's interesting he said that, because, you know, these are harvesters. They're not, in a sense, fighters, warriors. And that's really what we are. We're harvesters. We're always trying to harvest souls. We're trying to harvest an ingathering for the kingdom, blessing the kingdom of God. And so then God has put us in a decade, or at least a decade, of war. It's been going on now for 3 years. I think we probably got about seven more, I would think. Chuck Pierce just prophesied that recently. It's a decade of war. And I believe that with all my heart. And that's why I keep prophesying the babies being born are war babies. There's something about babies. And I was born in 1960, and they called us a post-war birth, because we'd just come out of World War II and the Korean War in America. And then 1960, when I was born, I think they, at that time, I don't know what it may be different now, but more babies were born that year than any other year in the history of America. And one of the reasons was the soldiers were coming home. And so there's a war season, a war time that we needed babies. And then what happens is, you know, a few years later, we go into Vietnam War. So you see this whole thing, God births babies in a season so that warriors will come forth. And I really believe that's because God knows the time, and he wants to raise up an army to do that. And so I want you to know this. If you're not used to warring, what's in your hand? You have a gift to harvest souls, harvest others into the kingdom. Use it now for war, okay? So I'm going to go win my enemy over through a harvesting tool, a spear, a sword, you know, whatever the sword's the word, piercing them with the word of God. And then bring them in as a harvest for the kingdom. We've been saying this recently, and it's an old word by Rick Joyner, that our next army, most of it is in the enemy's camp right now. And we've got to go harvest them out of the camp in a warfare, a journey, and then put them in the kingdom of God for such a time as this. Okay, so that's basically our word. We'll probably keep pouring into it for quite a while, maybe all year. But little by little, but that's the simple download of the 5784 word. Digest it, receive it, poured into your heart. So let me pray over you today that you'd be able to be encouraged in this hour. Take your plowshares, take your pruning hooks, turn them into swords, turn them into spears, and begin to fight harvest to bring in the souls of the kingdom and to get a new army out of the enemy's camp. Father, I pray right now, everybody listen to this podcast this week, that they would be encouraged, built up in the name of Jesus, and that they become warriors for your purpose. Lord, I thank you for the coming harvest that's coming, the revival, the outpourings, the fire. Bring the fire of God, Lord, upon all that we're praying into. In the name of Yeshua, amen and amen. All right. God bless you. Love you guys. Join us tomorrow for our Supernatural Friday podcast. See ya. Well, thanks for listening each and every day as we're sharing our prophetic word for the coming 5784 year, biblical year. And I pray that these are encouraging words to you. Please check out all our platforms because we'll be talking about this. We're also going to be ramping up our ministry online, our live streams at noon. Get ready in the days ahead. We're going to probably be shifting a little bit and talking about more controversial issues that we can't talk about on some platforms, and we'll switch to a platform called Rumble. Don't forget, you can find us there. Just type in Christian Center Shreveport, and please subscribe. We need to get our subscription up on that channel. All right, God bless you. Thank you for sowing. You can do that on our app or on our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com. All right, see you tomorrow.